What we want to do is just be able to share with you guys some personal prophetic ministry during this time. I wanted to start, actually. I usually end with a corporate word, but I felt like the Lord said to go ahead and start with the corporate word because it's going to be foundation for what we're about to do, actually. I saw the Lord take a sheet, and as I shared this in first service, I only had a part of the word. I think I have the rest of it now. I saw it like a sheet or a blanket, and he like whipped it like this around. And I don't know if you ever make your bed like that when you throw the sheet up, but it was a dark blue. And I didn't even realize this till later. I'm like, I'm wearing the color blue. but it was this dark, deep blue, and I felt like he blanketed it over everybody in the church. And I felt like what he was saying is there's deep revelation here, a revelation of our royalty and a revelation of our identity. And the Lord actually, when he swept through that, he just said there was a new wave and a new level of that. But that was something we had already built upon that. And then I was asking more about that word. He actually said that it becomes a foundation, that when you understand the depth of your identity in Christ and you begin to rest in that, like the picture of the deep blue ocean and how still and quiet it is in the deepest places of the ocean, it's like that deep place in God and a confidence in your identity. And as we have already stewarded in that place, then comes another layer and another level of things. And when I saw the next thing he said is because of that depth, he's able to pour glory on top of that. And that's really what he's been doing in this season, is teaching us how to go deeper in a place of intimacy and our identity in him, so that our confidence is rooted in him and we're not shaken by all the other stuff. But because of that then, and I need to find the scripture, but what he was saying is then the glory can come. And there's a whole lot of teaching about the glory, but what he was saying is, you know, when we talk about the glory of the Lord, you know, and we want to honor him and give God all the glory for the things that he is doing. Like, this isn't about us doing this ministry. This is about the Lord, right? But I heard him say, he's like, but the glory falls upon the people, because that's his inheritance, is the glory in you coming forth to show who he is. And so that arise and shine, that Isaiah 61 verse that I kept talking about, is arise and shine, for the deep darkness covers the earth, but the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And so it's really about displaying his glory, but in you and through you. There's a partnership there that he really wants us to understand. We talk about this a lot here at Legacy, but that is his legacy, is his inheritance in the saints. Like, we become the inheritance of Jesus. And so I feel like that's what the Lord is really highlighting today. And for some reason, he wanted me to start with that so that you guys know that that's a place where you're starting. You're not getting up to that place. You're starting in this place where he now can bring upon more glory and more gifting and more activation because of that stewardship of your identity and that revelation of who he is in you and through you. He just kept saying it. He said, there's a deep place. Thank you, Lord. There's a deep place in him where there's rest and there's peace and there's confidence, and that's when the glory comes. So, yeah, thank you, Lord. All right, so personal words. Anybody?
So, Kelsey Johnson, I saw your, like, over jacket, and it kind of reminded me of, like, snuggly and cuddly and warm. And so I asked the Lord what he wanted to talk about that. And so he kind of showed me you, I mean, I'm sure you do this, even though I haven't seen it, have cuddle time with the boys and just do those snuggles, I'm sure, in the bed. And they get all in there and they're all snuggly. And I'm sure they feel the most safe, comfortable, and loved. And so the Father says, I want to do that to you. I want cuddle time with you. I want to wrap my arms around you and make you feel so secure, so loved, and so full of peace, knowing that everything's being handled by mommy and daddy, right? That's what those boys know, that everything's going to be taken care of by mommy. So the Father wants you to know that everything's going to be taken care of by him. You don't have to worry about a thing. You're just like the little toddler pre-K kinder you got in there. That's who you are to him. You're his little girl, and he's going to take care of everything.
I actually saw, Kelsey, I saw, and it may be because the colors too, but that's always the spark. And then I saw the picture really like a Christmas tree, that there's a lot of gifts underneath the tree for you because you carry the gifts. You actually carry gifts within you. But the enemy's tried to come with some doubt in there. But the Lord is like, it's like as parents, you know, we are excited for our kids to open gifts and to celebrate and the joy and some of that. And I feel like that's what the Lord wants to be able to show you is not only are there gifts that he's given you, he's excited about you opening and exploring because there's been a hunger in you to do that, to read and to study and to grow and to do all those things. And he's been really excited to do that with you. But he also wants you to know that you're a gift. That you're a gift that he has given, and not just to your family, but to people that you are impacting, the people that you can speak to, that you have the ability to be able to impart those things to. So you are the gift as well. So thank you, Lord.
And I just heard the word protection. Like, I feel like there may be an area that right now feels like it's not protected, but I feel like the Lord wants you to know that it is, that he's covering. It's that bulwark over it, you know, Psalms 91, that he who dwells in the shadow, I feel like he wants to remind you of that protection and of any area that you may feel has been opened.
And I picture you as like a little kid on Christmas morning, in your room waiting for daddy to call you down for the time for Christmas, for you to come down and open your presents. And that's the picture of faith, the joyful anticipation of hope, you know, where you know that there's good things under the Christmas tree for you. And God is saying to you, I have many blessings for you. I have many things for you. And just come on down. They're ready for you. Yes, for this young man here with his eyes closed, I don't know your name, but God has a Abrahamic blessing for you. He's saying that you are the father of many, maybe not physically, but spiritually. I'm sure physically as well, but what I'm seeing here is that generations upon generations of Christians are going to come from the ministry that is starting between the two of you as you're ministering to your children and raising them up to know God and raising them up to be powerhouses in the kingdom of God. And this is an Abrahamic blessing. Within your lifetime, your children are going to, and their children and their spiritual children are going to be spreading out throughout this country, and it's going to be a spark that starts in your family at your kitchen table. So just I bless you with that in Jesus' name.
And with, you know, Abraham, it came from obedience. So I got the word obedience, that there's going to be something, you know, when we surrender, as the song said, and we surrender to the obedience of the Lord, because a lot of times the enemy tries to attack our strength and make it our weakness. And so I feel like that's what has been trying to happen, but God says, but that's your strength. So flip the switch and follow me. So I release that blessing over you.
Not in particular to that, but
as he was talking about the Abrahamic anointing, I also felt like, and I don't know all the names of your kids, but I felt like there's the first two especially were highlighted to me. And again, I can't even see their faces. I don't really know how old they are. But he said those first two are like the sons of thunder. Mm-hmm. And it's like James and John, they were like the sons of thunder. And even though their personalities might be really different, but you put them together, they're dynamite, because there's a grace between the two of them. And I felt like that's a lot of the legacy and the inheritance that you're stewarding in them as you're raising. And are they boys? I feel like they're both boys. Okay, because that's what I was feeling, is I was like, I hope they're boys, Jesus, because I kept feeling like there's these two boys, and they're like the sons of thunder, but that they're a multiplication. they're a sign of multiplication to you, like a doubled grace, a doubled anointing, a multiplication to you. And there's a grace and a power between them in their relationship and stuff as well, and how important it is. I just see you as a father sitting down with them and instructing them and in teaching them the ways of being a man and the ways of being bold and the ways of being humble and the ways of knowing the word and being steady. And I feel that in you, because they're fire, like they're like the sons of thunder thing, like they're fiery and all that, but I feel like there's a steady grace inside of you, like a deep strength, and like the picture I get is like the oak tree, the roots go really, really deep and strong, and the older it gets, you know, the more stalwart it gets, and I feel like that's really what you steward in your time with the Lord, in your identity with the Lord, like that's actually the inheritance that you're leaving for your boys, but you're modeling that with them even at a young age now. So it's like, it's the prayer that I've prayed. The Lord just reminded me, is like, you know, we always talk about let my ceiling be their floor, right? That they go up higher. That's all we want as moms and dads. We want them to do more, have more, be more, you know, all of that. But I feel like the Lord, he said it because in your lifetime, he said in your lifetime. And so it's that prayer of God, even at a young age, may they know you and know your spirit at a young age. And you're imparting that to them. And I see you singing over them. Leanna, you're singing over them, and you're actually singing destiny into them as you're singing and been praying over them, even in the womb. I saw you doing that. But the Lord said there were deposits of, thank you, Lord. I see there are deposits in you as you prayed over them. And even if fear had tried to come in, that there was a strength in your sweetness and in your place of intimacy with the Lord as you sang identity even in the womb. And so the Lord said that there are some specific prayers that you've written out or that you've journaled or maybe a song that you've written that highlight some of this. He says you already might already know what this is, but he says go back to some of that because those are decrees and declarations and prayers that the Lord just said, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying over them. So I feel like he's just confirming the ground that you guys have laid for your family in that. So thank you, Lord.
And so as Cindy was talking about depositing, I just got the picture of an Easter egg hunt and, you know, the eggs that are really hidden. I don't know if anybody, there was like some lost eggs that never got found, but then they get found later. And when you open these Easter eggs, you know, it's like we're so excited about what's inside the egg, whether it's candy, sometimes they do money now, you know, and it's these treasures that God has placed strategically, you know, for you to find as you seek him. And they're going to keep popping up, you know, all those ones that you thought were lost, like he's going to put them, you're going to find them exactly when you need that treasure. And so I just release that over you.
And Leanne, when I was looking for people to be highlighted, it was Kelsey and then immediately you. And your hair is like a little poof. And so I thought peacock immediately came to my head. Not that your hair looks like a peacock, but this is how the Lord triggered it for me. And so I said, what about the peacock? And he said, well, it's beautiful and it attracts a mate, but you're attracting people to Jesus. That's what he said, that you're so beautiful all the time. Peacocks don't have to do nothing in the morning. They just wake up fabulous looking. And so that's what he's saying. You don't really have to go above and beyond. Just be the incredible person that I've created you to be, and you're attracting people to the kingdom. And he just wants you to know that you are doing that. Like, I feel like sometimes I know you work for it. And he says, you don't have to work for it. I want you to know that you are doing that just by being you, that you're beautiful every day, morning and night. And even when the kids have made you look crazy in the natural, you're looking beautiful in the kingdom. And he wants you to know that.
Janie? Yeah. as I look across the body here and see the reflection of your faces here, I see the weaving of life through so many of you. And as we walk along in our paths of life, we have areas of injury. But as Pastor Jay said earlier, he has come to bind up the brokenhearted. So that is there for you. And what I'm trying to say here is that don't let these broken areas of your life that Christ has provided
healing for, be a stumbling block for you walking and stepping into the gifts and callings that he has given to each one of you, because they are without repentance. He never repents for the gifts and callings that he puts on every single one of you. The only hindrance is the blockage that you put there. So allow the Lord to heal that area of your heart so that you can be all you can be in his power to bring honor and glory to him.
Good job, Jenny. So when she said that, I thought of Andy and Minio, You Can't Stop Me. It's a song. It's really awesome if you like Christian hip hop. But in the video, he's screaming in the mirror, "You can't stop me." He's talking to himself. Because if God is for me, who could be against me? I'm the only one that could stop me from fulfilling all the things that I was meant to do. And so I just want to say that, you know, the enemy can't stop you. And God is for you. So it is just you that you have to remove out of the way. The thoughts that you think about yourself, that you think you can't do it, that you think you're not good enough, that I'm not the one that's meant to be doing those things. Remove that, and you got it. So I just wanted to bless you guys with that.
Anybody else? Do you have another one?
I feel like the color pink was highlighted. It looks like there's, you know, pinks sprinkled throughout, pink red sprinkled throughout the sanctuary, and of course the traditional verse, the well known, you know, in Corinthians, the love is patient. Whenever I think of pink, I go back to Valentine's Day, and then love is patient, love is kind, love is not boastful, you know, it doesn't seek after its own, and so much more. And that's the love of the Father. That's the love of the Father. And I feel like for those who have that color on, and maybe someone else who, you know, needs to receive it, but I feel a pouring of the Father's love over each of y'all, that maybe it's something that you haven't truly felt or truly understand, but he wants you to have that revelation of his love. And so I feel like there's more. Just pray on it and just ask the Lord what he wants to speak to your heart in regards to that. Yeah.
Anybody else have personal?
Joy, I see you walking into dark places and carrying the light of Christ with you. The cross around your neck is what highlighted that to me, Lord. Lord, just bless him wherever he's going. And I just ask, Father, that that you would build a hedge of protection around him, but a clear hedge of protection, so that all the light will shine through that clear hedge of protection, that people would see you and approach you, that you would be approachable to people that normally wouldn't approach anyone, you know, that their hearts would be mended and melted just when you walk into the room, and they could feel the presence of God in you, and I see that the Lord is shining brightly through you in the darkest of places.
Did you get a word? Yes. I think it came like a wave that we all felt it. All right, Joey, I was thinking of in the pyramids, like to light it up when the people go discovering, they have to like clean the first light dish and angle it so it hits the sun, and then boom, 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 and like it lights off this one so that the whole place is lit. And so you're the first dish. You're the one, the last one that needs to be turned to set everything else on fire. And so I just feel like, you know, it has to be dusted off real quick and then angled in the right direction. And I feel like you've been dusted off for a long time, and it's just time to put you at the right angle to catch the Father's sunlight to light up the whole place. So I just declare fire.
Yes.
I declare light. I just declare, Lord, that last angling right now in the spirit, I just feel it being shifted right now in the name of Jesus, and that things are going to explode right now. I just declare explosion of light, of the Father's light right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
I just got the image of this. That's the image I got. It's just this. But that when people see you,
it's welcoming to them. It's welcoming to them.
and that they feel comfortable coming to you. It's not a threat. It's not fear. It's they know that you have open arms just as the Father had open arms to you. So just stay right there.
Joey, there are dreams that you've been having with Jesus. Dreams and visions and plans and blueprints, and they're so big. You've been asking God, God, this is so big. Only you can do it. You're the one that's going to have to do it because they're just too big for me to do them, right? Shake your head yes if you're in agreement. I mean, is this making sense? Okay. Because I feel like the Lord's like, you need to be like, yeah. Like, you need to like, what I was laughing at earlier is because he said, you guys are the sons of thunder. He's like, talk about sons of thunder. That's what he says, like sons of thunder. But but you have a shepherd's anointing. You're very pastoral, and there is a deep place in the Father that the Lord has been ministering in you about really understanding what that looks like. And it doesn't necessarily have to look like typical church pastoring. It's fathering. It's fathering, and it's mentoring, and it's shepherding, and it's speaking life and truth into people and calling the gold out of their hearts. But it's a shepherding gift. It's a pastoring thing. Andrew, you've got the evangelist thing. So he's like the spark out front that's going to be like, come on, everybody. And then they're going to send them all to you. But I feel like, no, really, he's playing on words here with the Sons of Thunder thing or whatever, because there's like tag team. It's like I saw wrestling. I don't know if you guys watched WWE. I never used to watch this stuff, but I'm just telling you what I'm seeing in my head. It's not like MMA fighting. I see that with Chris, but like it's this tag team thing. Like one goes in and does the thing, and then you tag out, and then the other one's coming flying off the edge of the thing, and you know, like that's what I see. But he's like, it's not the fake stuff. It's the real stuff, though. But it's joy, and I see there's lots of joy in it, and there's like big dreams and big plans, and like bigger than you can even think. And the Lord's going to provide everything that is needed. He's going to provide you the people who are your greatest resource. Yeah. And the finances and the places, because there's favor on your life for this, because there's a calling on your life for this, and you're the one that's going to steward it. But he's like, you need to, like, he's like, they're bigger. He's like, they're bigger than even what you think. You're dreaming really big, but it's bigger than what you even think. And I hear the Lord saying that there's an army of people that not only that you're bringing into the kingdom, but there's an army of people, whoa, that you are actually going to equip and send out. Because it's a multiplier effect, because that's really what pastoring and shepherding is about. It's bringing in the people, just as we do here at Legacy. It's bringing in the people to get healed up, mature, know the Lord, and know who they are, and then send them out into the world. And I see you doing that. And so I'm not talking about regular church planting, building. And now, that may happen. I don't know. But the Lord said, don't put it in a box.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Don't put it in a box. Don't put it in a box. Just dream big, and you just take one step forward and you do that part, and then you take one step forward and you do that part. You take one step forward and someone says, hey, I got this, and someone says, and I'll do this, and someone says, I'll do that. And then all you're really going to need is discernment to know how to shepherd all of those different gifts and the people, because the people are the gift and the resource. And they're going to bring in with all the talent and all the stuff. They're going to have the wisdom. They're going to have this. They're going to have the strategy or whatever it is. It says, but you're the one that's going to have to steward it. You're the one that's going to be stewarding it, because you're the shepherd, you're the Father. You're the one that's got to make sure, right, that it's laid down, that you're in that place of vision with him. And I just hear the Father saying, it's done. Like, it's already done. You just need to go. You just need to go. You've got a green light. Just start doing it. Once you're probably already doing it already. But I just feel like there's other stuff that's going to come along that's going to, like, it's going to come together. I just feel like it's so big, Joey. It's so big. It's so big because it's God big. It's a God dream. It's God imagined. But he gets to partner with you because you dream and you envision crazy big stuff. And it's it's with like this 5-year-old energy, like this, like, oh yeah, let's do this. Let's do this big and let's have this. And like I just saw this picture of this 5-year-old kid going, and we'll have monster truck shows and we'll do it over here and we're going to do like... Like, I just see, like, you playing with that vision with the Lord. Like, so I just remove any heaviness and any second guessing and any, like, any of the, I just hear heaviness. Just remove all the heaviness, God, and the weight of the burden of it, whatever it is. Just make it easy and light. Yeah, childlike, just that five-year-old joy of, let's just go big and try. Why not? Like, can't hurt to ask them, hey, do you mind if we do this big old revival after the monster truck show? Like, I don't know if that's a legit thing or not, but that's what I heard. Like, it's like, let's just do it. They're already gathering the people and the stuff. Like, this stuff's going to lift. Like, when COVID and all this stuff lifts, like, that's going to be the thing. Thank you, Lord. He's like, forget what we think it looks like, you guys. It's just going to be way bigger. It's going to be way bigger. Like, he's been talking about stadiums and stuff with people all the time. This isn't just a stadium. Like, the people are already gathering, and you're just going to go snatch them up. And I just feel that. And I feel that with you too, Andrew. I feel like there's just this tag team thing with you guys as brothers. But I want to specifically say over you that, I've said this to you before, there's just this evangelist grace. And I really feel like there's stuff that's coming that you're going to partner with some things because you too have crazy big dreams about stuff. And you too have been asking the Lord, you know, for what it looks like. And you've been in a season of waiting. And I feel like the Lord says it's okay because the timing has to be right. He's going to release the timing of it, but you're anxious for it. Like, you're like, come on, God, let's go. It's already, like, let's run. Can we not run? Like, he's like, yeah, but he's still preparing you for some stuff. Like, he's going into deeper places with you. And so I just release patience over you because, you know, it's dangerous to pray for patience. So I'm just going to release it to you. I'm going to release patience over you to steward in those places of waiting and to just receive. And I hear the Lord saying it's like when Esther, you know, spent a whole year of preparation before she met the king. Like, there was 6 months of anointing, 6 months of bathing. Like, there was just a grace to really go into a deep place with him. And so I feel like that's the waiting season that you're in. And so sometimes we see patience as long suffering and it's really hard. But I just release a grace to you right now to be able to just rest and to learn how to have a posture of rest in your heart, because that's really difficult to carry the kind of fire that you carry. And you can blow things up, but we want them to be done in such a way where there's I just see a deep maturing that he's doing in this place of waiting for you so that you'll know exactly where to blow stuff up and where not to blow stuff up. And the picture he just gave me, it's kind of like when they literally blow up buildings. They don't want to blow up a building and have the whole city collapse. Like, it, you know, they time it and the way they structured it so that it comes in on itself and it's only that little spot, you know, that gets dealt with. And I feel like it's because you actually break things off of people. And it's not because it's not for destruction, but it's for rebuilding. And so there are places that are like old ancient places that have to be taken down and rebuilt in a new way. And I feel like the Lord's going to show you how to do that. And so I just thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you for this season of preparation and this season of waiting. And we bless him in Jesus' name.
Just really quick. So with the waiting and the patience and all that, it reminded me of, I remember when God spoke to me about my husband and, you know, and just not thinking that that was ever going to happen for me as well. But there was something that he told me because I struggle with a little bit about, like, both of our past. And, you know, God said, but he would not be the man that I created for you if he hadn't gone through the things that he went through. And the same for me. I wouldn't be the person for him if I hadn't gone through the things. And I feel like that's what the Lord's doing. Not necessarily, it could be like spouse waiting. It could be just ministry, you know, whatever's going. But you know, everything, I feel like God's saying, but what I'm doing in you right now is going to prepare you to make you perfect for that perfect timing, that perfect person, whatever it is, because you would not be able to be the person that he needs you to be if you don't go through what you're going through right now. You would not be able to be the person that he needs you to be in your ministry as a husband or whatever it is if you don't go through what you're going through right now. I surrender.
Can we have Joey and Andrew come up for a minute just so we can lay hands on him? Then, because also I feel like our anointing, well, maybe sit down. You guys are big. I don't know if we could catch y'all. I just feel like our anointing seriously is going to happen right now. So I see you guys getting people from the streets, like used to be in prison, addicted to drugs, all these people that they people considered dead, left for dead. Like dry bones are going to come alive when you guys come in. And I also see that they're going to work for you guys. And you guys are going to be like, oh, I don't have the time to pour all this into all these people. But you're going to touch them, and they're literally going to have an encounter with the Father. And they're just going to be trained and equipped when they come back up. Like, I see resurrection is going to happen inside of them. They're going to get saved. They're going to get fully off of all addictions. They're going to be addicted to Jesus when they come up. They're going to know how to do words of knowledge. They're going to know how to prophesy. I mean, we're going to have, like, apostles just whipping up off the street every time you go in, touch, and pray for them. And so I just declare that anointing on them right now, Father, that when they go through the streets, like, their shadows are just healing people, but not just physically, spiritually, Lord, and that they start following you like how they followed Jesus. And those are the ones that are going to be working with you in your ministry. The dry bones are coming alive. I just declare it.
You're a street cleaner. You're a street cleaner. You're cleaning up the streets, and where you walk, they're left pristine, pristine behind you, as they should be, as they should be. Street cleaner, that's just what I get, street cleaner. Clean in the streets.
Thank you, Lord.
I just see a special anointing over both of you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in and over them, and that, Joey, you've got a special anointing for deliverance ministry, that you're a chain breaker, that people's past lives would just melt away when you are praying with them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Andrew, I see a special anointing. You've already got a healing anointing on you, but God has just quadrupled that. God has just given you such a strength for healing that when you lay hands on the sick, when you lay hands on the suffering in the name of Jesus, and that when you give them one of your wonderful hugs, they will feel the love of God and be healed. In Jesus' name.
We release it more, Lord, now. Yes. More. 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 Fire.
I just hear generational fire. Curses being broken right now.
Thank you, Lord.
That they have no place in what God's doing. That he says glory to glory. That means we get uplifted and closer to him. And what he has for you, bro, is that glory to glory, that what he puts you into, old sheds off and new begins. New greater things. In Jesus' name. I hear anticipation too.
Joyful anticipation.
That's right, that those that are waiting on the Lord right now, that he's doing a thing, not just in us, but in everybody here. And that royalty is what we identify in Christ. That this world can't. This world has no attachment to Jesus, and he's in us, so it doesn't have no attachment to us, in Jesus' name.
More, Lord, we say yes, God. Yes, God, we agree. Amen, let it be so. Let it be so, God. We thank you. We bless you. We bless it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, more. We bless what you're doing, God. Thank you. Joy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Joy. Joy. Thank you, Lord. More.
You don't even know. Jay knows. Jay's the only one here that knows that I've even talked about pastoring, you know. And they call me Pastor Joey in the gym because I'm always preaching, right? And I was sharing that I've been running from it, you know. And then y'all just confirmed everything that, yeah. So I know y'all like to hear that because it lets y'all know, you know, that y'all are hearing correct from the Lord, and he has just recently opened that up to me. And so.
And you're spot on, because when we were young, he had all the monster trucks. Hey, no, hey. Hey, all the wrestling, the arena, it all, and he would share with me. And he would bring them over and leave them at the house for me to tear apart. So you're like spot on.
Yeah, God.